Howdy, everyone. Welcome to the postgame show. Anna and Grace with you.
Hi, guys.
Hi. All right, so we ended hour two today with a discussion about bed bugs. There was a story out of Maine involving a man who retaliated against City Hall with a cup of bed bugs. He released a cup of bed bugs in City Hall to retaliate.
And that brought you back to your own memories of dealing with bed bugs, you and Christian.
It was...
Sounds awful.
It was so bad. It was so bad. But then, so I started thinking about whether bed bugs are the worst out of all potential bug issues. Right? Out of all the bugs that you could have an issue with, bed bugs are the worst, right? And then I remember ticks.
Yeah.
Because I came across a video on Instagram that was made by this company that sells this product that helps you get the tick out of your skin because they embed themselves into your skin. I've never had any experience with ticks, but you said you have.
Yeah, I've had a couple. So my first interaction with ticks happened when I was about 6 years old because we still lived in the United States. We still were in Delaware, and I remember I'd gone out walking with my family in a field that day, just a family hike or something. Went to sleep that night. I was in my pajamas. I brushed my teeth, got ready for bed. I wake up in the middle of the night because I feel like my thigh, the top of my thigh, is just being stabbed. Like something is stabbing into it, and I pull up my PJs and I see that there's like a black dot that is in my leg, and it's swollen. The area around it is pretty swollen. And so as a 6 year old, I freak out. I go and get my brother because I know better than to wake up my parents if this is maybe not a thing. Like it might not be an important thing. So I go get my brother, and my brother basically, he's kind of a funny, strange guy. I love him very much, but he realized immediately that it was a tick, but was also not alarmed, which made me feel calm. But looking back, like I was surprised he wasn't more alarmed because he's like, oh boy, oh wow, yeah, you got
that
a tick.
That is so your brother.
He's like, wow, that is it. That's a you have a tick.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, well, like I don't know what a tick is. Like, what did you like? Oh, we should get mom and dad. And so we like go and we wake up my mom and my dad. And this is what's weird is I can't remember exactly how we got it out. So I'd be curious about what this Instagram thing was about getting ticks out.
Yeah.
I think my dad tried to go. It was a swollen ass tick. It had been in my leg for probably 8 hours at that point. And I think my dad tried to go in with tweezers, but I also think there was a match somehow involved. And I just remember that afterwards, my mom, who is a awesome lady, but she's very reserved about praise, I think. You know, she's all proud of us, and I know that, but she's never been the sort of mom that's just like, you're great and perfect always. Like, if you deserve it. And I remember that she had told me that night that she was very proud of how brave I was. And I was like, fuck yeah, like tick master. So I wasn't really afraid of ticks because of that early sort of positive experience where like a family banded together.
Yeah.
Fast forward to 2 years ago, my girlfriend and I were on a camping trip, and we were doing the PCH like all up and down the coast. So you can take it all the way to, I think we're in like Carmel by the Sea, and we were going way up north, and then we were going to take it all the way down to San Diego, something around there. And along the way, whenever we felt so moved because we were young and in love, we were going to stop and just like go to the beachside and like just pull over and explore with our dog.
Yeah, love will fuck you up, man.
Yeah, it will give you some tick bites, man. Love is one tick bite in the heart. So we saw this beautiful overlook. It was probably somewhere around like Carmel by the Sea or maybe Big Sur, somewhere in that area. And it was so beautiful, and it was deserted, and it was this beach with a little bit of greenery. And so we get off and we take Casper off the leash. We're feeling crazy. And we walk down the beach, and Lizzie's taking some photos, and we're like, this is amazing. And then I just sort of look down at my leg, and I realize, oh, there's some dirt. Oh God, it's covered. My body is covered in ticks. And I look over at Casper, and he, is lower to the ground, and he's just swimming in ticks that are all just like crawling up his little leggy body. And so I'm like, I tell Lizzie, I'm like, hey, this is tick beach. This is a beach full of ticks. That's why there's no one else here, even though it is beautiful. People probably in the area know that there are ticks here. So we run off the beach, and we're just like kind of like spanking Casper. We're like, go. And he's like, what's the big deal? I'm like, oh God, there's more of them. And then we drive the fuck to our campsite. We were gonna like linger around more and be young and in love still. But then we decided just go straight to our campsite. So we did. And then we get there, and the three of us really bonded. Lizzie and I had only been together for about a year at this point, and we had to do, she'll never watch this, like full cavity searches because we found them like on our back.
Oh my God.
Like we found them everywhere.
Why?
And it was awful. And And what's actually funny about that story, sort of a silver lining, is that Lizzie was so sad about it because she thought that this was a moment and it was Tics and, you know, ruined, and what were we thinking to do this? And she thought that we would be upset and it would sort of ruin the rest of the day. And it really didn't. It became very funny that we were able to laugh about Tic Beach, you know, maybe 30 minutes after, no, not 30, after we did the cavity searches and we really, like, you know, made sure that everyone was cool and, you know, check your hair and everything too, because there was one like behind my, because they find ways, man, and inside your ears too. There was one inside Casper's ear. Once that happened and we had dinner and we knew that we were okay, we were laughing about it and it was okay. And I think it was like kind of a nice early test in our relationship of like, what if your day monumentally sucks and it's also gross and inconvenient and you look stupid? Because I'm sure that other people were driving by watching us on this beach and they were like, these fucking idiots don't know about Tic Beach.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah. So how did you guys like get them out of your
So fortunately
person?
There were only a few. They didn't really have enough time to latch on as strongly as the one that when I was six.
Yeah.
So a lot of them you could just sort of swat away once we got to the road and we were like right back to where our car was. But then there were a few that night, especially on poor Casper, because they can hide in his black fur. My dog is sort of a brindle black color. And they just found little crevices inside his ear. And then you just sort of pick them out. And then I'm trying to remember what else we did. We took some rubbing alcohol, but none of them were like, they can really burrow and dig in deep. And none of them had gotten in that deep. So we were able to just sort of pick them out. You have to make sure you kill the head too. Take out the head of the tick. It's bad. But here's what's funny. That to you is like making you squeamish. Your bed bug story to me is worse. Because ticks
feed on you for 10 minutes at a time. But ticks like feed on you forever, right? Like they just
They could. They'll get really fat though. Like the one that was in my leg was really fat and like full of blood. It was pretty gross. But what I will say is that ticks is like, you know your enemy. You have one enemy, you look him in the eye, yeah. You destroy him, he's done. Bed bugs creep me out because the enemy is everywhere.
That was the hardest part.
Yeah. You can't trust your couch, you can't trust your pillow. Your shower curtain.
It was so bad. It was so bad. And you know what was the worst? Or it wasn't the worst part about it, but it was an additional stressful component of the entire debacle, I guess. That was during the primaries when things were like really heating up and we had to come in on the weekends to work, right? And we worked at least 12 hours a day, usually more, usually like 16 hours a day. And then we'd have to come in on Saturdays and Sundays too.
Oh my God.
And so dealing with bed bugs is such a time consuming thing. And I felt like it was frustrating because like Christian is, like he didn't understand the weight of the situation, right? Because I was freaking out about it way more than he was. So I was the one reading up and researching on it and trying to figure out the best solution to the problem. And so he didn't understand like the measures that needed to be taken to successfully get rid of them. And I had to be there and I had to be part of doing it. And mm-hmm. and I felt like I had to juggle, you know, the show, which of course I love doing, but and this huge personal issue that I have, yeah. And it was stressful, and so there were a lot of days where I would have to get up even earlier than I already do, just so I could wash everything.
Wake up damn early.
I do,
too.
I do. I not only do you have to wash everything, I bought those space bags. You know those like airtight.
That sounds like a marijuana thing, which I'm fine with.
No, but it's not in this case. It's just like
for the anxiety of bed bugs, a space bag right to the face.
Just like those plastic bags. Those plastic bags that you they're like airtight and like whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, vacuum sealed. Right. Yeah, those vacuum sealed bags. We lived out of those vacuum sealed bags for a while because you go through so much just to wash every piece of fabric in your home. You don't want to rewash it in case there's a reinfestation. Because if you miss one egg, you're fucked. You know what I mean? You like that. It's so difficult to get rid of them. And again, they're very resistant to insecticides. So you can't really rely on these insecticides. So it was bad. It was really bad.
So follow up question about your experience with bed bugs and Christian. Do you feel like situations like that oddly become sort of an endearing thing that you and your partner
no.
go through? Really?
No.
Because that's how I felt. Even like with the mice problem, Lizzie and I spent a whole evening trying to figure it out, and it was awful. Like, it was so bad and gross, and we're going through trash and finding, like, sticking my hand down mouse holes to try and yeah. get rid of the mice. And over during, for whatever reason, while we were doing this and we're just in sweatpants and stuff, I've had this overwhelming feeling of love for her and our situation and our relationship, because I was like, this sucks, but you're the only person I would want to do this with.
Yeah, I guess you're right, but that's not really what was going through my head. What was going through my head was this insane fear that we wouldn't solve the problem and that it would be something that we'd have to like live with for a long time until
it's because that's the difference. Mice, ticks, you know when you've kind of killed them.
Right.
Bed bugs, it's
like
the
unknown. It's the uncertainty.
Bug ghosts is what they are.
For months and months and months, I had like the phantom itch, mm-hmm. right? And it's just, it was bad. It was really bad. And also, you know, when you research things online, it's easy to kind of become an alarmist, because I would read a lot of forums on what people did to fix the situation. And a lot of people would say that they would do everything right, and then 2 months later, they'd come back. Or 3 months later, they'd come back. And so for at least a year, I was just so fearful that it would come back. And by the way, it depends on the laws in your, you know, your city or your state. But in LA, it's not, if you're the one who brought the bed bugs into the unit, it is not the landlord's responsibility to fix it, right? It's your financial responsibility. So when I asked her to fumigate, I made the mistake of telling her how it happened. And so she's like, well, it's your responsibility. So I was the one who had to pay for all of it. And it was very costly and very stressful. It was just really bad.
Yikes.
It was really bad. But you know, luckily it never came back. And I did take pretty extreme measures. I think the reason why it comes back for a lot of people is because, look, I'm lucky, right? I was able to just, even though it was a huge expense and it was hard, I was still able to just get rid of my bed and my mattress and replace it, mm-hmm. right? A lot of people can't do that. And so what they try to do is get, what's the name of the people who fumigate? The
Bugs
fumigator? I don't know. The people who, the fumigator, right?
The Terminator,
the guy that does the thing that gets rid of the bugs,
what's his
right?
name?
They'll have them.
Exterminator.
I was so close with Terminator.
Terminator. Yeah. Exterminator. Okay. They'll have the exterminator try to get rid of the bed bugs on like the like upholstery or the mattress, but they might miss something and that's why they come back. And so I was like, no, I'd rather sleep on the floor. Like, I just don't want to deal with it. So we got rid of everything and then, you know, saved up a little bit and bought a new bed.
Ooh.
That is not upholstered. I was like, no upholstered beds. I just want like anything other than that.
I can't say that if I were to have bed bugs, I wouldn't just be like, this is a sign I've been thinking about for a while, time to move to the mountains and burn my apartment to the ground and like cut ties with everyone I've ever known and then just live the life of a hermit mountain woman.
Well, I was also fearful that it would spread to other apartments in the building. And
would
I,
you
like,
be liable for if they got bed bugs and they trace it back to you? Would you be held responsible?
I don't know, but it wasn't even that. It was just I felt, even though obviously I didn't intentionally do anything, I felt so much guilt. Like I felt guilt because I thought maybe other people are gonna be affected by this. When I found out for sure that it was bed bugs, I felt guilty that Christian had those bites all over his body. I was like, oh, look at what I did to him. I'm so, I don't know. I don't know, maybe women are just like prone to feeling guilt over things
like
this. How did
you put it together that you got the bed bugs from that hotel?
Well, okay, so there's a few different factors. Factor number one is, I'm not kidding. Like I have, and I've been diagnosed with this, so I'm not just like talking out of my ass. In very stressful times in my life, and last year was a very stressful time, I was planning the wedding, the election, all that stuff. I do have significant symptoms of OCD. Like for me, cleanliness is control, right? And so when I feel like other components of my life are out of control, I turn to cleaning and I clean like crazy. And so especially during that time, that my place was immaculately clean at all times. Like I couldn't even leave the house until every pillow was in the right place on every couch. Like it was insane. So I was like, this doesn't make sense. How would we get bed bugs, right? And then I denied that we had bed bugs until I actually saw one crawling up the wall.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah. And so when I saw that, we took a picture of it, we zoomed in, and then we compared it to pictures of bed bugs online, and we're like, that's a bed bug.
Oh God.
Yeah. I know, it was bad. It was really bad. And so, and then I was like, where did I get this from? Like, how did this happen? And then I remembered I had just been in New York and I had read a bunch of stories about how New York's having a big bed bug problem.
Yeah.
I looked up the hotel that I stayed at, and there's actually a website, the name escapes me at the moment, that lists all the different hotels that have been reported to have bed bugs, and that hotel was there. On that list. And so I just kind of put two and two together.
Right. Yikes. That's awful.
Just stay safe. Just stay safe. Look online, and there are measures you can take to like protect yourself. But if you're someone who travels a lot, especially to some of the major cities in the country, just be super cautious. There are measures you can take to prevent it.
And remember, if there's a beach and no one else is on that beach, there might be a reason why no one else is on there. And just kind of think about that before you decide to frolic.
Yeah. All right, guys. I'm sorry for the super gross post.
I'm not.
But I'm just, you know, cautionary tale for everyone.
Yeah, I think we all learned something about each other.
Yeah. All right, guys, have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow.